When you live on a farm in regional Australia, it can be really easy to feel isolated from the rest of the country. How has social media changed that feeling? Lynn Strong is a seventh generation dairy farmer. She's also the founder of Picture You in Agriculture, a not-for-profit which raises agricultural awareness, which I think is very much needed in Australia. She's based in Jamberoo on the New South Wales south coast and joins us via Skype. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
Did you experience that feeling of isolation on your farm?
Yes, I come from a very traditional dairy farming family. In my family, the ideal woman milks cows and watches football and cricket in her spare time so she can discuss football and cricket in depth while she's milking cows. And while I love cows, I don't want to milk them. And trust me, if you saw them milking me, you can understand why the cows are really grateful for that.
That's hilarious. So how did being a woman and a farmer affect your feeling of isolation? You kind of painted a picture which sounds like unless you did certain things and fulfilled a certain stereotype, it was hard to fit in.
Yes, I really did feel very isolated on the farm. So social media was a great new way for me to find like-minded thinkers and other people in the farming community who were using social media really cleverly to engage with the agriculture community and the wider community.
When did you get Twitter and how has it changed your experience of being a dairy farmer? I mean, specifically, was Twitter that particular opener for you?
I work with a wonderful team of young people. So it was them who said to me, look, Lynn, if we're going to promote art and we're going to promote technology, we need to get in the technology space. So we went full on. We set up a couple of Facebook accounts and I personally got onto Twitter. It was just about getting out there. This is what I'm passionate about, but particularly finding other people who were passionate about what I was passionate about. And I learnt a lot from those people. There's a number of people who really focus on sharing stories about their farms with humour, really great at engaging with other farmers and really great at engaging with the community. So I learnt from them. And it's been a really great experience.
Let's get to your feed. You've been tweeting a lot about, I think it's hashtag Social Goods Summit. What is that?
Well, my week started very excitingly last week. And I attended the Social Goods Summit in Sydney last weekend. And it was a series of TED Talks featuring inspiring Australian global citizens who are working together to unite and unlock the potential of individuals and technology. And that's the space we're in. And of course, collaborate to make the world a better place. I was just so inspired. I was re-engaged. I could see that we were doing the right thing. A big focus of the summit was, look, if you're in a space that other people are doing well, join forces, collaborate.
The farming and the environmental movement have not always worked well together, but this is the opposite here, isn't it?
Yes, look, farming and the environmental community, we really do share the same ethos. I did quite a bit of work with WWF through Earth Hour, and we were able to bring together 50 farmers across Australia. And Earth Hour developed a book around us, recipes, so featuring farmers and what they were passionate about, particularly in the climate change space and how climate change is affecting food security. And then paired us up with some of Australia's famous chefs. So there was a story about the farmers and their challenges on one page, and then a number of recipes featuring the produce. And from there, we've been able to set up a Farmers for Climate Action. We've been able to pair up with some other farmers who are very passionate about native vegetation in New South Wales. So all of that has come from social media, and the environmental movement is something to embrace.
Let's move on to your next hashtag, and this is Archie Bull Prize, B-U-L-L. We all know about the Archibald Prize. But you've been tweeting about the Archie Bull Prize. What is it?
We run a program in schools called the Archie Bull Prize. And what we do is we give schools life-size fiberglass cows. and we invite the students to investigate the challenges of farming in a carbon-constrained world. So they look at food waste, they look at climate change, they look at renewable energy, and they look at biosecurity, and they look at careers in agriculture. So the students share their opinions on the artwork. So they paint the cows in agricultural and environmental themes. This week, we're on the road with the judge. She's going to travel over 5,000 Ks. One of the things we've been doing this year is promoting the cutting-edge careers in agriculture, and we're showcasing that 85% of the careers in agriculture are beyond the farm gate. I went into a school, the 300 students in the school studied the Archibald Prize, and each of the classes separated up into all the five topics, and this little boy's class studied biosecurity, and he wants to be a quantum physicist when he grows up, and he says, I can see a really great career for me in agriculture. And I said, oh, we're ticking the box. We're attracting the best and the brightest to agriculture here. I can see the government will just love this little boy. He will be their biosecurity, Australian biosecurity advocate.
Fantastic. Was it tough to make biosecurity interesting to kids? Because it can be a bit dry.
It can be a bit dry. I think they really nailed it. Kids want ownership. They want to be part of the solution. We actually asked them as part of our entry survey why they want to be part of the program. And the number one thing that they say is, we want to make a difference. And the second thing they say is, we want to help farmers. And the third thing they say is, we want to learn about farming. So that's pretty exciting. Students in Australia, they're capable, if you give them the right tools, of solving tomorrow's problems today. This year, we're really excited going around. They've got big ideas for climate change, very passionate about food and fibre waste. Right.
And that group sounds more knowledgeable than a lot of adults now. Lynn, thank you. Well, it's true.
I used to joke that some of the students knew more about agriculture than some farmers.
It sounds to me like that's absolutely what you've achieved here. Lynn, thank you so much for your time. It's been fantastic to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
And that's Lynn Strong, a dairy farmer and the founder of Picture You in Agriculture, a not-for-profit focused on raising agricultural awareness. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. Gilmore Girls fans, keep listening. One of the show's stars is my guest up next in the drawing room.